Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, with your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart. God is good, and God is on the throne, and God is in charge. We have some music for you this morning. Then we'll go into our scripture reading, our prayer, and our teaching on prayer. We're setting the atmosphere. Yes, we are. January 2023, God has set us free. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Indeed, this is a blessed year. Thank God for the Trinity. Yes, January the 15th, 16th, Martin Luther King celebration, Martin Luther King birthday. And we're celebrating Jesus. Without Jesus, we wouldn't have a Martin Luther King. So we thank God. So now, here's music. Great. Wake up early in the morning singing How Great Thou Art. Thank God for another day. Yes, He is great. He's greater than great. He's awesome. How great Thou art. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Just us, Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand.
My head.
And your tribulations, you just don't know what to do, don't know where to go, don't know who to call on. Call on our precious Lord. Tell him to take your hand. You know, as we were children, our parents would take us by the hand, lead us across the street. Some would take us to school. They would take you by the hand. Thank God for those of us that had loved ones that would take us by the hand. Sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, an adult that would take you by the hand. So we thank God because we got a Lord and Savior that would take us by the hand. All we got to do is reach out to him. Invite him in. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You have to invite him in. He's not going to force himself on you. Thank you, God. You have a choice. You have a choice. You can say yes. You can say no. You can even tell him to wait. But if I suggest that you say yes, because in times like these, we need a Savior. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. He will bring you through every trial, every tribulation, every situation. That's why the Almighty God sent his only begotten Son. Suffered, died, and bled on the sins for what? For our sins. He who knew no sins. He already know about your tomorrow. Thank you, God. He already know about your tomorrow. You already know what's going to happen. You already know what decision you're going to make. But I thank God for Jesus. He's waiting for you to cry out to him. He's waiting for you to have a little talk with Jesus. And he will make it right. Not man. Have a little talk with Jesus. He will make it right. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. And cry out and say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We thank God that we can call on the Almighty Living God and cry out to him and trust in him, knowing that he's going to bring you through. Thank you, God. for sending your only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. And we thank you that you have a forgiving heart, because the Word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. So you don't have to beat yourself up, my sisters and brothers. You don't have to do that. We forgive others because Christ has forgiven us. Then we can move on out of that invisible prison that we've locked ourselves in, behind prison walls. Get out of that invisible prison. Thank you, God. And forgive others and move on. And then we must learn how to forgive ourselves. Thank you, God. None of us are perfect, striving for perfection. So we thank God for Jesus, sent his only begotten Son. My God, my God, my God. That's the kind of love that he has for me and you. He sent his only begotten Son, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Isn't that a good God? Isn't that a precious God? Isn't that a God that could do anything but fail? And that's why you can cry out, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. No matter what you're going through today, Jesus knows all about your troubles. Thank you, God. Yes, this is your chief apostle in the blessed city of Baltimore. And we thank God because he's blessing us right now. Those of us that are still in the land of the living, you might be saying, I don't know why he did it. You know what? He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. God has a plan for your life. Let go and let God. Forget about the past. The past is the past. We're in the year of 2023. Let's move on and walk in the newness of Jesus Christ, a brand new year. Thank you, God. Don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday is gone. And we thank God it's gone. He said it wasn't going to be easy. But he said he would send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. We thank God right now. In times like these, you can comfort us, Almighty Living God. We can depend upon you. We can cry out to you. We can surrender to you everything, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Everything we surrender to you. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit into our minds right now, our bodies, and our soul. Deep down in our sanctified soul, yes, you are a man or woman of God. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He's heard your cry. Surrender to him. Let go and let God. We can't fight everybody's battles. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Let go and let God. And watch what happens when you allow God to move in your life, when you allow God to take care of those situations, when you allow God to take care of that individual in your home, on your job, in your neighborhood. God will do it. Yes, he will. The Lord will make your enemies your footstool. That's the word of God. He will make your enemies your footstool. They'll honor you whether they like it or not. That's the kind of God we serve. Thank you, God. Look at David. My God, my God, my God. He will raise you up to the top. Not man. God will open doors for you. God will fight your battles. He's your lawyer in the courtroom. He's the judge above all judges. Thank you, God. He's your doctor. He's your surgeon. He's your mother and he's your father. Thank you, God. Surrender to him the year of 2023. Lean not to thy own understanding. Thank you, God. You're not going to understand it all. Stand it better by and by. Thank you, God. And stop trying to figure God out. You can't figure God out. God work in mysterious ways, wonders to perform. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. All things are possible to those who believe in the Almighty Living God. And he'll make a believer out of you if you just trust him. You are men and women of God. We're kings and queens. We're the head and not the tail. We're the lenders and not the borrowers. We're great. We were created in the image of God. Whatever God made was good. Thank you, Jesus. The world takes it and turn it around for wickedness. But we know that God can recreate that too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, for your healing hand of mercy and grace. Touching those individuals under the sound of my voice. Maybe someone this morning that feel like giving up, but not on our watch. Thank you, God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter what the doctor is saying, no matter what the judge has pronounced, you hold on to God's unchanging hand because he's going to open those doors for you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting the captives free. Mm-hmm. Some of you are captive by your mind, your thoughts, your words. Watch your words. Thank you, God. Call those things that are not as though they are. Speak peace. Love. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Yeah, we sang that as little children in the church, and we still need to sing it. Because when individuals think that nobody loves them, you know what? You got the greatest love of all, Jesus Christ. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, you do have a friend. You can trust him in all things, in all ways. Because he's given us that what? Agape love, unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ. Once you have that unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ, you accept that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you can move on with your life. Walk in the goodness of Jesus Christ, in the love of Jesus Christ. He's given it to you. Thank you, God. You ain't got to beg for it. He gave us salvation, and salvation is free. Accept him as your personal Savior. Let the Spirit of the Almighty Living God touch you, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, God. Right where you are, in your home, on your job, sitting on a transit bus, on an airplane, on a train, walking down the street, walking down a road. Yes, call upon the name of Jesus. You know, call upon the name of Jesus. When somebody's cussing you out, just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Somebody's saying all types of evil against you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. Thank you, God. As I told you, the federal government, Social Security Administration, wanted me to say a prayer for them at their women's conference. Yes. All the big men and women with the titles were in that location. They wanted me to say the prayer, but they said, you can't pray in the name of Jesus. I said, well, I can't do that prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus no matter what. Pay me $1 million not to pray in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus because there's something about that name, Jesus. And I believe in the power of Jesus Christ. There's something about that name, Jesus. And you need to call upon his name every day, every minute, every hour. Ask God to take the confusion out of your life. Ask God to touch your mind. We come against those mental disorders right now in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. Touch minds right now, Holy Spirit. Regulate those minds. We know that you can do it. And we know that you're a heart fixer. Those hearts, because some of our hearts can be deceitful. Touch them spiritually and physically in the name of Jesus. Regulate that mind. Thank you, God. Because you said, Father God, those of us that are men and women of God, we have a new mind. Our minds are regulated. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We don't think like we thought before. Thank you, Jesus. We don't speak like we spoke before. Thank you, God. We think about those things that are just and pure and holy. We thank you, God, for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you right now, Father God, because we're striving for perfection. And we're waiting on you in every situation. Yes, we are. We're waiting on you, the Almighty Living God. And we're going to trust you without a doubt. We thank you for answering our prayers. You told somebody to wait. You told somebody yes. You told somebody no. You're not ready yet. Uh-huh. You don't need that right now. Because once you get it, then you're going to forget about me. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and our souls. We're keeping our eyes on you, the prize, the Almighty Living God. Touch someone right now under the sound of my voice that's about to give up. Let them know they can call upon you, the Almighty Living God. They can trust in you and believe you at your word. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch that individual right now. You will not commit suicide on our watch. No, you won't. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. Jesus loves you no matter what. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Thank you, God. Touch that drug addict. Have them not no longer want to put any type of drugs in their system. Let them become addicted to Jesus Christ. Touch that alcoholic, Father God, that they will lay down a bottle, Father God, that's causing all the confusion in their mind, that they will want to just drink from your well of the living water, that they will thirst and hunger for the word of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your children right now under the sound of my voice, their families, their loved ones, husbands and wives, male and female, husbands and wives, bless them, Father God, because you have been obedient to the word of God. They have been obedient to the word of God. Bless marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch mothers and dads, uncles and aunts, grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents, generation after generation after generation. Let the Spirit of God dwell in their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Lift them up, Father God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them feel and experience the goodness of Jesus Christ in their hearts, their minds, and their souls. Let them have a made-up mind to serve you. Some right now, Father God, near and far. We thank you right now for touching Evangelist Jacquenita Taylor, blessing her family in its entirety, blessing Pastor Tammy Caesar and her children, sending forth your healing upon our back, Father God. We thank you for touching Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, healing her, Father God, of that heart condition, because you are a heart fixer, and touching her kidneys. We thank you right now for blessing the woman of God, her son, Billy Edwards, her sister, Tina, and Diane. We thank you, Father God, for touching that family in its entirety. Then we lift up the entire Green family, Father God, Mother Annie Green, the matron of the family. Strengthen her and guide her and lead her. Let her latter days be her blessed days, her healthy days, her strong days. She's going through her trials and tribulations. Bless her right now, Father God, with a spirit of peace in her home. Touch her children, Father God, individually and collectively. You know what they're staying in need of. Touch Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia, his wife Sandra Green. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Wake them up and shake them up. Let them hear from you, the Almighty Living God. What they need is Jesus. Touch Dr. Ron Green and Jill Green in Miami, Florida. Strengthen them and build them up in Jesus Christ. Let the Spirit of God rain down upon them. Elder Dawn and Annette Smith, bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless Father God, Mercedes, LaShawn, the family in its entirety. Thank you, Father God, for blessing Brother Bellamy, Alfred Bellamy, his wife, Ruth Bellamy, Pastor Victor Mines, and his wife, Karen Mines. Thank you, God. Apostle, thank you, God. Gilmore, her husband, Bishop Gilmore. Thank you, Father God, for touching Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., and his wife, Pastor Melissa Gilmore. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching couples, the David Gaines, his wife, Demetria Gaines. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for touching these families, husbands and wives, male and female. Bless them. Have them grow in the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have them grow in the grace of the Almighty Living God. We thank you right now, Father God. Touch them with the Spirit of the Living God. Let them know that you're in charge of those marriages. You're in charge of their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch in the name of Jesus, Rosie Trahan. Bless her, Father God. Her children. Bless them, Father God, with the Spirit of the Almighty Living God. We thank you, Father God, for your healing hand of mercy. Thank you right now. Bless her mind, and let her have a mind stayed on thee, knowing that God is able. Touch her right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her home as they come and as they go. We pray for Shanita Kelly, Ryel, Zariel, and Diamond. Bless the family in its entirety and guide them and lead them. Give them divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. We thank you right now for touching Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower, Father God, wherever he may be. Touch his mind in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And Father God, we come against that mental illness in the name of Jesus. Those that are walking the streets confused, don't know which direction to go in. Let them fall on bended knees and cry out to you, the Almighty Living God. Draw families closer to you. We lift up Diane Green, TJ Staten. Touch them right now, Father God. Send love in their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Touch Elijah Kelly, wherever he may be, Father God. Touch the dads of these children. Touch their spirits, Father God, that they will do right by you. And if they do right by you, Father God, they'll do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Touch, Father God, generation after generation after generation. Touch Desmond Stewart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our young black males, Father God. Give them a special blessing, a special outpouring of wisdom, and guide them and lead them and direct them. Every male in the nation, that they'll stand up and be firm in the Lord. We thank you, Father God, right now for blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And watch over the Hall family in New York City and the loss of their loved one. We pray for the Walker family in the name of Jesus. We lift up Ophelia Warmly, Father, in the name of Jesus, and her family in its entirety. Touch the minds of those that are suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, Father God. We come against that disease right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate those minds. There'll be no more senior moments. There'll be moments of remembering and touching the Almighty Living God. Get right now for touching Dr. Kevin Carter and his mom, Mother Nita. Those that's in nursing homes, in the hospitals, assisted living facilities, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able. You can do anything but fail. You haven't failed them yet. Put nurses and doctors and aides and those that dispense the medication, those that prepare the food, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Put the proper people in those facilities that love the Lord and love God's people. Touch every prisoner behind prison walls. Father God, there are many innocent individuals that are behind prison walls. Touch the workers in that vineyard behind the prisons. Let them surrender to you and cry out to you. Touch the warden, the guards, Father God. Save their souls. touch their minds, that they will become places of worship. And those, Father God, that have committed crimes that are guilty, let them surrender their lives to you. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing them in ways they never can imagine. We pray for Evangelist Janet Griffith. We know that God is able to bless. We thank you right now, Father God, for Brother Calvin, that you'll be with him and touch him in his eyesight. We pray for healing because you're the same God that healed the blind man, gave sight to him. Same God that touched the woman with the issue of blood. The same God that healed the man that's at the pool 38 long years. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you right now, Father God. You're the same God that brought Job through, Father God, because you bless him back with more than enough. You're the same God that fed the 5,000. We thank you for blessing your people yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for your healing. Glory be to God. Come into our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our souls. Bless us with the favor of God as we go about our daily task today. Touch those that are on their way to work, those that are already on their jobs. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Let the Spirit of God fall fresh upon them right now. Our children that are getting ready to go to school, protect them, Father God, right now from the illegal weapons that individuals that are using to take up lives. Protect our children, Father, in the name of Jesus, and our seniors, Father God, in a very special way. We pray for our President of the United States, President Biden, his wife, for healing for her body. We pray, Father God, for our Vice President, Kamala Harris, and her family in its entirety. We lift up members of Congress, our senators, our elected officials, our House of Representatives. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the Ways and Means Committee. We thank you, Father God, right now for the new Speaker of the House, that you will touch him and let him do what thus says the Lord before they make any rules or regulations. Father God, speak to their minds right now. We pray for our mayors and our governors, our newly elected officials, that they will hear from you and they will do what thus says the Lord. Be with our kings and our queens, our popes, our cardinals, our archbishops, our bishops, our chief apostles and apostles, our pastors of the churches, our deacons and deaconesses, our trustees, our evangelists, and our missionaries that are traveling, doing a great job, establishing churches all over. Thank God for our missionaries and our evangelists that are moving about because you said, go ye into the world. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going and doing the work of the Lord. Touch their minds, their body, their spirits, and their souls. Let them have a mind stayed on thee in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We know that you're able, and we know that you can do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. We thank you for your healing hand of mercy. We thank you for your goodness and for your grace. We thank you for your love and your compassion for all of mankind. We pray over this glorious day of celebration for the late Dr. Martin Luther King. We pray that it will be a day of blessing. Let your spirit fall fresh, Father God, upon your people, upon the land. As those celebrations take place, keep your people safe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that those individuals will put down the illegal weapons and the firing of their weapons, Father God, that nobody else's life will be taken in times like these. Father God, touch the minds of those individuals. Let them have a mind stayed on thee. Let them value life, Father God, because you said that you came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. And we thank you right now that we come against those weapons of destruction. Touch those individuals right now, sons and daughters, that are using illegal weapons, Father God. Lay them down. Touch their hearts. Touch their souls, that they will value life and not destroy it. And we thank you right now for what you're doing as a day of celebration of the life of a great man, a peacemaker that walked in peace, that believed you and trust you and never pick up a weapon struggling against anyone. We thank you for his family members that are still in the land of the living. touch, Father God, generation after generation after generation of the King family. We thank you right now because he walked in peace. And we thank you, Father God, for blessing us with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Rise up some more great leaders, Father God. Men and women of God, we ought to pray without ceasing. And the word of God says, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. My people, Christians, men and women of God, turn away from your wicked ways. Cry out to Jesus. Seek his face. Seek his face. That's what the word of God says. Seek my face. We're seeking everything else but God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are the land. Yes, we are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Touch your people near and far. Venezuela, Honduras, El Salvador, Russia, China, Japan, West Germany, Germany, Australia, New Mexico, Mexico, El Salvador. Glory be to God. Touch your people in the United States of America, individually and collectively. Let their minds be stayed on thee, the almighty living God. Bless us right now with a spirit of peace, divine intelligence in our minds, our spirits, and our souls. Let us walk in the newness of Jesus Christ in the year of 2023. Protect us right now, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Send forth your healing power upon each and every individual and their family and their loved ones, Father God. Someone diagnosed with cancer, HIV, and AIDS. Someone diagnosed with COVID, Father God. We come against COVID disease and other deviants and derivants and, Father God, whatever they want to call it. We come against those diseases right now in the name of Jesus. We know you as a healer, and by his stripes we're healed of cancer. We're healed of mental disorders, depression. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. God is able. Yes, he is. Thank you, God. Ministering to your people, that they're praying people, that they believe in the power of God, they're trusting God, and lean not to their own understanding. We thank you, God, right now for touching someone's mind that's been confused all year 2023. Touch that mind right now and let them yield and cry out to you. We thank you, Father God, for touching that mind, regulating that mind in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for blessing him with the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for blessing us with shelter, a place to stay. Thank you, God. There's someone that just have one room, and we thank you for that right now, that shelter. You said that you will grant us everything that we need, and we thank you right now for blessing us with everything that we need. Food, shelter, and clothing. Clean, fresh water. We don't have to walk miles and miles and miles. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name for the morsel of bread that we have had to eat this morning and those that are on their way about to eat breakfast. We thank you for protecting us from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Father. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, Father God, for creating us in your image. We thank you, Father, right now, for blessing us over and over again. We thank you for favor as we walk in the favor of Jesus Christ, as we walk in the newness of Jesus Christ in the year of 2023. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing someone under the sound of my voice, for healing someone under the sound of my voice. What a friend we have in Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for setting someone free. We thank you right now. 2023, you have set us free, and we thank you right now because he whom has set free, you are free indeed in Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, right now. Someone is crying out to you. Let them know you hear their cry, and you will answer by and by. Thank you, God, for someone having a talk with Jesus. Go into our homes and bless us with a spirit of peace, love, and understanding. Touch it individuals that may be confused right now. Take out that confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God, for your healing hand of mercy and for your grace and for your love. Let us walk in peace, divine wisdom, divine understanding, and divine knowledge. We thank you, Father God, for taking care of our financial situations. We thank you for your blessings, that we will be a blessing to someone else. As you bless us, we'll bless others. We thank you, Father God, for those that are blessing others with food. Thank you, God. A smile on their face. Let them know that Jesus loves them. For their prayers they're sending up, thank you, God. For the timber that you're sending up to someone else, intercessory prayer warriors. Yes, we got to intercede on the behalf of others. We thank you, Father God, for being with us and guiding us and leading us. We're not going to worry about tomorrow. We thank you for this day. We're not going to worry about tomorrow. We're putting it in your hands. Bless us as we go forth on this day. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up the name of Jesus so that others can see the Christ in us and we can win souls for Christ. Thank you, God, right now. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory once more. Touch every individual as they go through their trials and their tribulations. You said it wasn't going to be easy. You said you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And we are overcomers. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Trust him this morning. Without a doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thank you, God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. And we speak into existence divine peace, divine love. We decree and declare a spirit of love to reign upon this nation, a spirit of peace to reign upon this nation. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to praise you. We're going to glorify you. And we're going to magnify you for the great things you have already done. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father. You've been good to us. Better than we've been to our own selves. Yes, God is in the blessing business. He's in the healing business. He's in the delivering business. Yes, he is. And we ought to get our lives in order. God is a God of order. Thank you, God. You know when you go to court, it says order in the court. Is a God of order. You can decree. We have the decree of divine order. Get your life in order with the help of the Almighty Living God. Order is heaven's first law. Thank you, God. Order is heaven's first law. If your life is not in order, you're a ball of confusion, as the temptation says. A ball of confusion. Order is God's first law. And by affirming divine order, you somehow release a heavenly form of order to manifest in your mind, body, and affairs. Answered prayer manifests when things get into divine order. And you heard what I said? I said divine order. Thank you, Jesus. One of the most powerful and popular affirmations, which thousands have used to produce health, increase prosperity, personal happiness, is divine order is now established in my mind, body, and affairs by the power of the indwelling Christ. Divine order is now established and maintained. Before you could do anything, First of all, we thank God. Then we pray and seek God for divine order. Don't be a ball of confusion. Thank you, Jesus. God did not create you in confusion. There was order. He said, let there be. And he did it in order. I want you to repeat it for me this morning. Divine order is now established in my mind, body, affairs, by the power of the indwelling Christ. Divine order is now established and maintained. Thank you, Jesus. That's the first thing we need to pray. Ask God for divine order today as you begin your day. And ask God to what? Order my footsteps. That's in the Word of God. Order my footsteps. You're asking God for divine order. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Ask God to order my footsteps, Lord. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. Ask God for divine order in your mind, body, and soul. He will grant it to you. Ask God to bless you with divine order today. Order my footsteps, Lord, your God. Then we want to talk a little bit more about the decree of blessing. And we spoke about this. The people of the Bible felt that the act of blessing carried great power to establish good. I want you to get that in your spirit. You know, you hear people say, bless you, God bless you, God bless you, like it's nothing. But to bless a thing means a lot. To bless means to make holy. So keep that in mind. Watch out with your blessing. To bless means to make holy or whole by a spoken word. To ask for divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person well or situation. Remember that. When you're saying God bless you, your blessing means to make holy or a whole spoken word. Watch your words. To ask God for divine favor for some situation or person. God bless me. Or my job. Bless my job. Bless my car. Bless my home. God bless my home. Bless my clothes. And you know we always bless our food before we eat it, or we should. To bless means to make whole. Holy by spoken words. You're asking God to bless your food for a reason. We want it to be nourishment to our mind, body, spirit, and soul. So to bless means to make holy, my dear ones, or whole by a spoken word. To ask God for divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person or situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, glorify, and praise. When you bless a troublesome person, a financial situation, or bodily ailment, you're praising the good in it, not the bad. You can say to that person that's going through, God bless you. Uh-huh. God bless you anyway. No matter what you say about me, no matter what you do to me, God bless you. Uh-huh. When you bless a troublesome person, a financial situation, your finances may be all messed up. Pray over every dime you get, every penny. When you see a penny in the street or in the store, pick that penny up and bless that penny and watch God multiply your finances. Thank you, God. You know, individuals don't pick up pennies and dimes and nickels anymore. I do. I bless them and take them to my home and keep them and pray over them. Every penny, every nickel, every dime I find on the streets, I pick it up. Thank you, God, and I bless it. And watch God multiply your money. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless that penny, that nickel, that dime. And when others bless you with financially, get out of their hands, bless them for blessing you. And then bless that. Thank you, God. When you bless a troublesome person, a financial situation, your bills, pray over your bills for bodily ailment. Pray over your body. You need to pray over your body. Call upon the name of Jesus. We know the word of God says call upon the elders of the church. That's right. But you need to pray over your body. And if you say, I just don't know what to say, Apostle, just say Jesus. 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 When those pains are hitting you, say Jesus. When the doctor said, we don't know what to do for you, say Jesus. Thank you, God. We're giving up on you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. You are praising the good in it. You're praising the good in that situation. That's what you're doing. You are invoking divine favor, which is then released to produce happy results for you. We know that we're all going to die. We know that we're all going to leave this earth one day. So I often tell individuals, that person has been suffering for quite some time. They're now healed in the name of Jesus. And I pray that they have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So when we talk to the sick, when we minister to the sick, we need to ask them, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And if they're not sure, you can ask them to invite Christ into their life. Ask Christ to forgive them of their sins. Remember, there's no perfect persons on this earth. None of us are perfect. So you can minister to that dear one and say, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Would you like to do that today? They say yes. Go on and pray with them. Ask them to ask God to forgive them of their sins. Let them know that Jesus Christ have died on the cross for all of our sins, past, present, and future. And he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. That's the kind of God that we serve. Man may not forgive you. That's all right. They got to pay for that, not you. Christ has forgiven us of our sins. You ask them to forgive you and they say no, then that's on them. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. But you forgive others of their sins. No matter what they've done, no matter what they've said, you forgive others. Why? Because Christ has forgiven you of your sins. Thank you, Jesus. And move on with your life. If they don't want to forgive you, that's between them and God. Thank you, Jesus. But you do the right thing. Cry out to Jesus. Say, God, I want you to forgive me of my sins. And the word of God tells us he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Don't keep yourself in prison. Don't keep beating yourself up. If we ask God to forgive you, he will forgive you of your sins. That's why he died on the cross, for our sins. Plain and simple. God sent the second Adam because the first Adam in the garden disobeyed him. He said, that woman you gave me, but God didn't speak to the woman. He spoke to the man. So he sent us the second Adam, who was Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. And he stayed on that course. He didn't come down from that course. He stayed on that course for little old you. Think about it. If it was nobody but you, he obeyed his father and stayed on that course. For you. Make it personal. For you. So that you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's the year of 2023. Get your life right with God and do it now. Stop pointing fingers at everybody else. Playing the blame game. Accept the responsibility for your actions, your choices that you made. Thank God you got a loving God, a caring God. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Thank you, God. Isn't that good? That's good news. Christ suffered on that cross for you. Thank you, God. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and move on and walk in the newness of Jesus Christ in the year of 2023. Thank you, God. Don't forget, he said we're going to have some trials and tribulations. All right now, don't because you're born again, don't think, oh, I'm not going to have no, yes, you're going to have some trials and tribulations. But he said he'll send us the Comforter, and he's going to bring you through. Yes, he will. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. So when you bless something, means to make whole or holy, and God is blessing you. To make happy or prosperous, to gladden, to glorify, to praise. When you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or body ailment, you're praising the good in it. You're invoking divine favor, which is released to produce happy results for you. Sometimes God has to lay us flat on our back so that he can speak to us when we can't make a move. Sometimes you have to take everything that we've had to show others that you still want to trust God. Sometimes you have to place us behind the prison walls so that he can speak to you. Thank you, God. That's God's work. That's God's way. Praise a thing, and it will bless you. Praise and bless your children. Pray over them. Anoint them before they leave your home. Praise and bless a thing, and it will bless you. Bless your car when you get in your car in the morning time. Thank you, Jesus, for this car. I don't care what year it is. You thank and praise God for it. Bless it. Pray over it. Thank you, God. It will bless you. Bless your home. Bless your children. Bless your mom. Bless your dad. Thank you, God. Curse it, and it will curse you. Stop telling your children, oh, you're just like your no-good father. You're just like your no-good mother. My God, my God, my God, stop it in the name of Jesus. Bless a thing and it will bless you. Curse it and it will curse you. To bless means to bring forth good in a situation or personality. Whether there seems to be any good to bring forth or not, you don't need to know everything. You just trust God. How often have you been condemned, criticized, or cursed by a situation and only brought forth more problems and unhappy experiences from it? Whereas if you had dared to make the opposite view and had blessed the situation, something good would have come out of it. Thank you, God. Thank God I'm going through this trial and tribulation, because I know that God is going to bring me through. I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know what God could do. Thank God I got a pink slip on my job. God got something better for me. He's got a better plan. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless it. It's not what it looks like. Glory be to God. Yes, this is your chief apostle. Do it with you this morning in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, we are blessed in the city, in the county. Blessed city of Baltimore. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless it. Your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul. Bless yourself. Thank you, Jesus. And to bless someone else. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, Power Hour Prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. I believe in the power of prayer. I know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer will change you. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., for the Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God bless you real good.